regard, I'm 83 years young today, and I asked her to be here because there was a danger that she might have snuck out away from our parish here and went to the opposition at St. Andrews. However, it's just, you know, a few metres around the corner from where she lives. So I thought it would be good to for us together. And it's a shame that we haven't got a full complement to be here to celebrate and say thank you, Margaret. For there's two words that come to mind when I think about you. One word is faithfulness, and the other is loyalty. Both very applicable to what we're talking about in the sermon today. Faith, you're a faithful person. You've been faithful to God, you've been faithful to this parish, you've been faithful to your husband, to your family. You're a faithful woman. Faithful man, who can find, the scripture says, but a faithful woman. That's pretty special. So thank you for your faithfulness. Loyalty. You know, you are of a generation that are loyal. And I think us and younger generations need to take some note of that. So bless you. And thank you for all that you've done in the life of this parish. No one will ever know what you've done. No, it's true. It was behind the scenes. So thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
And you will come back.
Yeah. It's not like we're just sort of kissing goodbye to you and you never come back. No. But at the same time, we recognise there needs to be a release, and now living in another place and getting involved in that in a full way.
There's lots of links in the chain of faith over the years, and encouragements.
Absolutely. Just wanted to get one to pray for this lady. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for Margaret. We thank you for her together. Thank you for all that she means to us. Thank you for all that she means to her family. And as she celebrates her birthday today, the recognition, a milestone of another year, things have changed in so many ways for her. We pray, Lord, for health, for strength, for the secret recovery of grief, and Lord, for your blessing over her life. And as she puts her weight in, as she can, with the congregation at St. Andrews, Lord, we pray that they'll be honored and they'll be blessed to have her among them. Mm-hmm. So we thank you for her and bless you. Bless you, Mark. Really? Anybody got a word that they might like to share over her? We've got time for that. She doesn't want any fuss, so we're not going to do anything fussy.
Her humbleness. She's very humble.
Humble
person, yes, she is.
Yes. And, so we can add that to the list. Faithful, loyal, and
there's
humble.
There's a very big list. Yeah. And loving.
And loving.
Yes.
Yeah. And anything else? The list goes on. By the way, you've got a neat family. Maybe you'll have a chance afterwards.
I always remember Mum at church because I was always there. She brought us along.
Yes.
She made sure her family came to worship every Sunday, and we do honour her for that too.
Right. Right.
Even sometimes when we're on holiday, she would seek out somewhere to go, and it was always a good thing to meet in different places with different congregations, and that's something we really respect you for.
Mm. Mm-hmm.